Yo, man, this is my first podcast officially. All right, and I'm gonna jump right in because I don't know how much time I'm gonna be in my car because I'm on a mission. All right, but I have a real deal question. You could call in, you could tell me if you deal with this or if you have an opinion on this. All right, but how old is too old to play video games? How old is too old to play video games? Because I kid you not, there are like me, I got an Xbox One, right? And I'm not at it like I used to be. Like, I'm not like on that joint every day, you know. But there was a point, I mean, even 2 years ago, where I'd be on that joint all the time, like playing Madden, playing 2K, playing I wouldn't even say 2 years ago. Like, I feel like last summer, me and the homies was getting online, playing together. Call of Duty, all that stuff. Anyway, it don't matter what games. My question is, how old is too old? And the reason I ask that, because there are some people I talk to where it's like, yo, like, you play, or, you know, and it's kind of dope. Like, they like, yeah, I play, you know what I'm saying? Like, what you got? I got this. What you got? I got this. But then there's these cats that you talk to where you feel embarrassed for saying you play games. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, what's the balance? You know what I'm saying? Because I'm 33 years old. I'm a grown man. My son is a preteen. My son's 12, going on 13. And he plays video games. He plays it more than me now. But it's some, like, I've heard some men in conversations like, yo, I ain't got time for no games. You know, life is real. I've heard dudes say, man, that's the way I download. You know, I re-something. What's the word? Recharge. That's the way I recharge. I'm like, bet. I could dig that. But then there's some cats who are just like, yo, like, game is life. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's what I do. I buy every game, come out. Wooty bam. I'm curious. Hear from you guys listening. And ladies. Ladies can chime in too, because some of y'all are wives, date guys, or may say that's unattractive if I know a guy and he owns a game system. I'm curious. What do you guys think? And then I'm going to come back. I'm going to share what I think. I'm going to let y'all know how I feel about it. But it's just funny to me because there's some people where I probably wouldn't share with them that I have an Xbox and that, you know what I'm saying, I'll play 2K from time to time or whatever. And then there's some people where I openly share and maybe even invite them to play me online and things like that. So, anyway, I'll be back. We'll be able to talk about this later. Peace. After this break.
Hey, Cadence, this is Rex B, OKC, giving you a call, wanted to give you some feedback on the question you asked about video games. Now, I'm 41. I don't play a whole lot of games, but my son is 13, and he plays nonstop. I swear, if I let him, he'd play video games all day during the summer, and I don't even know that he'd go to sleep one time. He'd just play all day and all night. Now, as far as grown men playing games or grown women playing games, I don't think I'm against it, because the same people who are saying I'm too grown, I've got too much stuff to do, look how busy I am, are the same people that are binge-watching Orange is the New Black all weekend long. They get every single episode done in 2 days. So it's just what you replace it with. So I think, you know, moderation. Figure out how much you can play. Shoot, if my son, if he asked me to play and I actually said I would, he would be so happy, but I just can't do it.
Hey, Cadence. I'm probably biased because I obviously run a game-related channel here on Anchor, but I think it's a weird question to ask, like, how old is too old to play video games? Do people ask, like, how old is too old to watch TV or to watch movies? I don't really see it as being that different. One thing that I guess could be a little bit different is that games tend to be a little bit more addictive because of the way that they're designed. So it can be easier to, like, lose track of time and, you know, kind of get distracted from your responsibilities and things like that. But, I mean, the same could be said about, like, binge-watching TV shows on Netflix. It's not that different. So I don't think it's an age-related thing. I think it's just about being able to manage your responsibilities and not get distracted by all these, like, entertainment things that you have going on.
Yo, I am back in the mix, baby. I was able to get back in this thing. Now, if you notice, there's music now. I didn't have music at first. I was tripping. All right, but hey, check this out. I got two call-ins from the Maven. And the way we play, I appreciate y'all calling in. I'm going to check out y'all channels. But both of you made the point that I was going to make. And that is regarding age limit to video game, it's just as strange as putting the age limit to TV or going to the movies. And my greatest example is Marvel films or superhero movies. Like, you go in them mugs and it'd be dudes with gray hair in there and no one's saying, dude, you're too old to be watching Spider-Man, you know, or Wonder Woman. Like, no one says that. But with video games, I think it's because the word game is in it and you play them. It does have a childish vibe to it, and I get that. But there's a balance. So I believe that video games is the way that we can recharge, we can chill, you can relax. Just like watching your favorite TV show, just like putting on your headphones and laying down and listening to a full album, or going for a walk, or going to hoop, or whatever, going to the gym. All those things carry different value. Either way, it's something we do to recharge or do what we do. But one thing I'll say, there's a balance. For example, if you are a family man, an adult grown man, or you don't even have to be, you need a job and you're job searching, but you're on Call of Duty all day and you're not spending that time finding a job to pay your bills and be responsible, you need to put the game up. You know what I'm saying? That's my advice. Take a break from it. Get focused. Put your priorities in check. Same thing, if you're a grown man and your children or your wife want your time and your attention, and you're like, ah, get out of here, I'm trying to beat 2K, or, you know, that's dirtbag stuff. Don't be that person. Like, your family first. Put the kids to bed. Make sure your wife is good. Give her a kiss. Give her a hug. And whatever you want to do. And then have a ball. Or if everybody's gone, like if your kids are at school, your wife is out running errands or at work or whatever, and you got some time by yourself, kill it. Go for it. But don't deprive your family of your time because you want to play video games. Now, that's my opinion. I believe my opinion's right. This channel, it's Cadence, has an opinion. And most opinions, you feel like you're right. I feel like I'm right. But if I'm wrong, feel free to let me know. I'm not tripping. You can just tell me. Now, with all that being said, one other point I want to make is that video games, the peak of the video game movement was during my time, like my teen years into adulthood. Like, I had the first PlayStation, I had the PS2, I had the PS3. I had the Xbox and the Xbox One. You know what I'm saying? Now I got, and I had the three, I mean, yeah, I had the 362. Now I got an Xbox One. My brother plays the PS4. He's 38. I'm 33. Like, this is our generation, though. Like, when we were teens, that's what we did, spend time. Like, when I was a young adult, and I was in my early 20s, when I was in college, I played video games. Like, after class, that's what we did. Me and the boys, we linked up. We went and got some snacks, met up in one dorm room, and we had Madden tournament. Like, this is what you do, right? Now, because of that, the old heads, and that's not a diss, there's anybody who's in a generation above you, they're like an old head, they're like from a different era, they may not feel the same way because they're not part of that movement. They were playing Atari, and Atari wasn't that dope, and it didn't have no graphic, you know, it was like 64-bit, it just wasn't the same thing. You don't get invested in Atari the way you would get invested in Call of Duty storyline or Destiny and all them joints. So anyway, that's all I got to say. That's my opinion. Do what you want to do, man. It's your business. But leave me a note. Let me know what you think. More than likely, I'll post it on here and shout out your channel and whatnot. But check it out. You know what I'm saying? Let me know what y'all think. If you think my opinion is wrong, you have the freedom to say your opinion is wrong. Doesn't mean I care, but I do care. But it doesn't mean I care. All right? Y'all be easy. It's your boy. Peace.
Hey. Okay, this is a really good question. So my take on it is, with computer games, is it just for escapism? Is that why adults still love to play them? I mean, I think for an, if you ask about the age, I'd say any age after 16, 17, it should start to get phased out and start enjoying things away from the computer, the games console. Yeah, that's just my opinion. I used to be a gamer to a certain degree. I had a Dreamcast, but don't know about that for adults. Yeah, good question though.